Apart from these specifics of monetary issuance policy, Bitcoin has revolutionized the financial sector thanks to others of its features, which are the pillars of decentralization. 1. Bitcoin is a 100% open system. Anyone can access it. There is no need to identify oneself and users can remain anonymous. Not only humans can use it, but also properly trained software would be able to interact with it. On the other hand, the traditional banking system is limiting and has barriers for those who can access it and who cannot. As of today, we are talking about 40% of the world's population who cannot have a bank account because they have no official identity, or lack documentation, or are not accepted by society, or because the costs of maintaining an account would not be justified by the balances held or movements made. 2. Bitcoin is a public technology, as is its blockchain. The software used, as well as all the transactions that take place, is transparent and verifiable by anyone. No one can cheat it. It would also be stupid to use it for illicit purposes, because every transaction from the Genesis block to today remains indelible on the blockchain and it is visible to anyone, now and forever. The traditional financial system does not allow citizens to know the balances and movements of other users unless they are banks or regulators. This may be good because it serves privacy between users, but it is bad because individual members of a community are unable to independently verify whether the institutions themselves are operating legally and honestly. 3. Bitcoin is a borderless technology. Operating on the blockchain, there is nothing to physically move, so wherever you are in the world, you only need a device, installed software, and a connection to access it. In traditional financial systems, there may be limitations defined for certain geographic areas. For example, you may find it difficult to connect from devices located in banned areas, which effectively creates virtual borders. For Bitcoin is neutral. It is a transfer system that does not care who the sender or receiver is, nor the reason or size of the transaction. Traditional finance blacklists certain people or organizations, and often investigates the reason for the transaction before authorizing a transfer. 5. Bitcoin is resistant to censorship. No one can arrange for a certain transaction to be prevented altogether, since this new form of money is not based on physical movements, but on a communication system of digital keys and signatures. Being able to communicate is part of the human rights of most nations, so it is immoral to even attempt to ban or hinder such communication. Traditional monetary and banking systems, on the other hand, need one or more entities that govern monetary policy and have total vision and control of the system, with the possibility of capillary intervention. In this context, the human factor is decisive, and with it all the related problems such as choices and corruption. After Bitcoin, dozens of other blockchains have emerged, each one with its own cryptocurrency and some of them with several additional monetary assets that can be transferred thanks to the underlying blockchain. Each blockchain could have a specific monetary policy, inflationary or deflationary, with or without a maximum amount, characterized by more or less rapid block creation. Some of these have retained the same pillars on which Bitcoin technology is based, being open, public, borderless, neutral, and resistant to censorship. Other projects instead use distributed ledgers where some of these pillars are not fully applied.